Hey there, this is Kathy York. Today we're going to talk about capturing an entire web page and no scrolling while you do that. Are you a student, a business owner, shopper, or maybe a looking for that next car-er? Do you need to capture online research and review it later? Well, read on, and I will dazzle you with my awesomeness. Did I say that out loud? Well, I'm hiding behind the fact that this big, bad former IT technical writer didn't figure this out on her own. It came from the person who really ran our department, no matter what our boss said. And yeah, you know who I mean, right? Our all-knowing, all-powerful department admin. Among her bazillion tech surprises, she had this little gem tucked up her sleeve, and it comes in handy for me all the time. Well, this is kind of a post follow-up because I wanted to expand on my article about saving documents as PDFs. So I'm sharing that admin's revelation to those who research online, not just documents, but going online. Sometimes we need to quickly save a web page for later review, and I did say web page. And we're going to see how to save it as a PDF file. The whole thing, even the parts you would have to scroll to see. And lo, there was an outcry in the land, and the people said, sign me up. Well, the application I use to capture web pages is Qt PDF Writer. Usually, a right-click on your mouse provides an option to save a web page as a PDF. But if that doesn't happen, you can use my favorite go-to. And it's a no-nonsense free download from Qt PDF Writer. And you can, you can purchase an upgrade, but the freebie works fine for me. So, using your PDF Writer. Qt PDF installs on your computer as a printer, which makes sense, but it takes a little getting used to. And once it's installed, you right-click on the page you want to save, you select Print on your computer's pop-up list, and you choose your Qt PDF Writer printer, and then you click Print. It takes a moment to run through the process, just like with any PDF file. It saves everything you would find when scrolling through this particular page. You provide a destination and a name for your PDF, and there you go. There's no more tedious copy-paste, scroll, etc. as you capture everything on the page. Now, the nice thing is you don't capture a lot of the junk items along the way. Well, here are two scenarios for you, ways to use this option to speed up a project. The first scenario, instead of a website usability coaching call, you've decided on a full site assessment from me. During my research, I've discovered some behind-the-scenes coding you may want to consider. I'm looking at your top competitor's page. And they use that coding to grab your potential clients. And that competitor ranks above you in online searches. So I capture the information into a PDF and will add parts of that to your project report so you can see what I've discovered. It took very few mouse clicks for me to do that. And it's an excellent boost for your business. Easy peasy, right? Okay, second scenario. You've discovered a story you need for your new book. I'm editing your first draft, and I need a copy of the story so I can take a look. You quickly grab the entire web page into a PDF, and you email it to me. I review it. Yeah, I see your point. You set about acquiring permission from the author to use the story while I figure out ways to incorporate the idea into your book. And you captured it with very few mouse clicks, easy peasy again. And just remember, The entire page is captured, even parts you can't see at the moment on your screen, but nothing is pulled from other pages. You aren't capturing the entire website, just this one page. Well, join the conversation. I remember how surprised I was when I discovered Qt PDF, and I would love to hear your reaction to this tool. Please select one of these discussion topics or bring your own. Are you using Qt PDF Writer now? And if so, how has it helped you? What other tool have you found to capture online info? Or maybe tell us what writing tool you would like to invent. I would like to hear those. Let's all learn from each other. Hey, subscribe so you won't miss other business ideas, and the subscribe box tells you about my free offer. I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information when you subscribe to my biz tips. Now, you're welcome to email me if you need help with today's info, and that email is kathy@kathyyorke.com. And please remember, it's KathyYork. Or tell me about your next tech or text project. I have a button here for you to click and give me a quick interview. Or quick overview, sorry. Thanks for stopping by. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. Hey, I have a button here for you, too, to check out my other real-world tech and text tips, and I hope they will help you in your business. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.